and he's chairman of a couple of our committees.
Okay, and if I'm not mistaken, the question period is under 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And the question is for the public. The questions for the media will be held after on a separate basis, one-on-one, or in a group. Je vais demander pour les gens qui veulent demander des... Yes?
I have a question. He said at the outset that the search committee that you constitute will...
Sorry, can you press on the button?
Okay,
press on the button. There's a microphone.
Let me help the process. There is a microphone to about each place, and there is a bouton in front of the microphone.
Okay, just to ask before we, you get up, you introduce yourself and any organization you represent, and then you could ask the question, please.
Okay, pour les personnes en français, vous dites votre nom, quel organisme que vous représentez. Et gardez les questions assez courtes parce qu'il y a plusieurs questions qui vont être demandées et on a seulement moins d'une demi-heure. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm Jill Harrington. I'm a member of the board of the Friends of the MUHC. I just have one question, which is that when Mr. Chairman Bassandry indicated that the search committee will select names and present them to the minister, and my question is the minister allowed to add other names, or is it simply from a slate that the search committee has created? Thank you.
You know what, that is a, sort of, I heard you right, you're saying when the board will make the recommendation to the ministry, to the minister, who then has to approve it by the cabinet and approve by the whole government, does he have the right to add additional names? Okay. What I'm doing is I'm in the process of putting together the search committee. I've already spoken to the government and I've invited them to put a representative on our committee. I want them to be part of the process. We're going to be several people who will be from the board. We ask to send one individual to participate so that it's unlikely if we do the work over the next 2 or 3 months in coming up with two names that they will then at the last minute come up with additional names. That won't happen. I want to make sure that we do a job, that we pick the right leader for the next few years. But we don't want to do it in a way that says, here, take it or leave it. We are going to nominate at least two names with a preference for one, and I believe we're going to do a very thorough debriefing. So the answer to your question is I think it's highly unlikely. Okay.
We have a question. Yeah.
Mon nom est Pierre Lourteau, je suis le co-président du comité des usagers du CUSUM. J'ai fait parvenir au président du conseil par écrit il y a 2 semaines environ 2 questions que je vais résumer ici rapidement. La première question, bon, avant d'aller aux questions, je voudrais, au nom du comité des usagers, remercier l'ensemble de tous les personnels, toutes les personnes, allant de la personne qui fait le ménage jusqu'au président-directeur général, pour tout le travail accompli, les soins qu'ils apportent quotidiennement aux usagers. C'est très apprécié. Maintenant, allons à la première question. La première question, Monsieur le Président Bassandry, le comité des usagers tient à vous dire qu'il apprécie fortement le travail du conseil, le travail que le conseil accomplit dans tous ses comités également. En fait, le comité des usagers vous aime tellement qu'il voudrait se rapprocher de vous. Et c'est le sens de cette demande qui est peut-être plus une demande qu'une question. Je ne vais pas tout lire, là. Je vous ai formulé les questions longuement par écrit, mais vous savez que l'article 161 de la loi sur les services de santé et services sociaux fait en sorte que la règle générale, et non pas l'exception, mais la règle générale veut que les assemblées du conseil soient publiques et qu'il y ait une période de questions. Alors, le comité des usagers, qui représente l'ensemble des usagers du CUSUM, aimerait bien pouvoir assister à ces rencontres, comme ça se fait dans la plupart des établissements du Québec. Ça ne veut pas dire qu'il n'y a pas place, d'ailleurs la loi le prévoit, pour des séances à huis clos ou des partie de l'Assemblée qui soit à huis clos, mais Enfin, vous avez compris le sens de ma demande, je ne vais pas m'éterniser davantage. La deuxième...
Est-ce que c'est une question?
C'est une question, je vous demande quand est-ce que vous allez procéder avec cette demande.
Ok, on va répondre à la question avant qu'on aille à la deuxième.
Ok. Press on the button.
Okay.
And your hearing aid.
Thank you, Pierre. You're so kind. If I heard the question right, Pierre, you're asking the question regarding the board meeting becoming public.
Yeah.
And you have two parts to it, I believe. One of them is the users committee, because when you wrote the question, you talked about could the MUAC users have the opportunity to ask questions to the board in a public setting. So I'd like to give a two-part answer. The users committee, of which you co-chair and has the right under the current law to be on the board. So you have a representation of the users committee at every single board meeting, and you in the past served especially well in that role. So the users have a board representation on the committee, every committee on the board, and various committees as well. So I believe that meets some of the requirement, but I think your question is also two-part in that there's the public component, which is, I think, what you're really getting at here, because you know that the answer for the users committee is that you have board representation, you're part of all the discussion, in camera and public. A number of meetings that have been held have been in-camera meetings, because when you're under budget compression like we've been, you're talking about sensitive subjects like making cuts to various missions and various departments. And until those things are finalized, it's a very difficult conversation to have where people are worried about, gee, I hear they may be talking about this area being cut or that. So I made a decision for some of the board meetings to have them in-camera. Now, we've gone through a pretty transformative and tough year. So I will say this, I spoke to the board this afternoon that for future board meetings, we need to have more of them, in both, some of them in camera, but a number of them need to be more accessible to the public, because I think you're making a good point, and we agree with you on that.
Okay, la deuxième question, je ne veux pas prendre trop de temps, là.
So second question.
La deuxième question, elle est simple. Monsieur le Président, vous avez parler de 6 mois depuis la nomination du nouveau conseil. En réalité, on est plutôt vers proche de 8 mois, là. Donc, depuis 8 mois, à ma connaissance, vous me corrigerez si c'est faux, il n'y a eu aucune rencontre du comité de vigilance, qui est un comité du conseil. J'aimerais vous demander... quand est-ce que la prochaine réunion du comité de vigilance aura lieu? Moi, j'ai été sur ce comité et je n'ai jamais été convoqué.
Ok, je prends la question.
This is with regard to the vigilance committee, Pierre?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So, Norman, would you like to handle that or even... Okay, sorry about that.
J'ai vraiment pas de difficulté à répondre à la question. Il y a eu une réunion du comité de vigilance au mois de mai. Je m'excuse, Pierre, vous êtes membre du comité, fait que je ne comprends pas le pourquoi, mais j'étais présent. Il y avait la présidente du comité, qui est Mme Gail Campbell, et il y avait aussi des membres de l'équipe de direction, ainsi que la commissaire aux plaintes, qui doit faire partie de la réunion. Alors, il s'est peut-être présent. Il est peut-être arrivé un malentendu. Je dois dire que le comité est à revoir son mandat. Et c'est important que ça soit fait avec le comité de gouvernance. Et le comité de gouvernance étudie ceci en ce moment. Parce que le rôle du comité de vigilance est un rôle important. Un rôle avec lequel il y a eu des changements dans les dernières années. Et donc, en conséquence, la perspective de ce comité-là, c'est vraiment de tenter de voir s'il y a des éléments qui sont recommandés par le conseil qui ne seraient peut-être pas nécessairement suivis par la gestion. Ou deuxièmement, s'il y a des éléments qui seraient préoccupants au niveau de la qualité des soins et qui ne seraient pas traités par aucun des comités compte tenu de leur mécompréhension du chevêtement qu'il pourrait y avoir entre eux autres. Alors, c'est très important. On va avoir
une demande au comité de gouvernance qui avait déjà été saisi du dossier pour nous donner quelques réponses face au mandat pour pas qu'il y ait une duplication avec le comité de qualité et de gestion des risques. Et la prochaine réunion sera probablement pas appelée là, durant le mois de juillet ou août, mais va être appelée au début septembre, de façon à faire en sorte que... Et là, Pierre, je pense que vous êtes membre du comité, alors vous serez...
Je serai il faut être membre du conseil.
Alors si, alors ce sera le membre du conseil qui est maintenant présent comme au niveau des usagers, qui est M. Nadeau.
Mais je veux juste vous rappeler que la loi prévoit que 4 réunions par année, c'est statutaire dans la loi, et on est à 8 mois.
On prend bien bonne note. Merci.
Merci, Pierre. Any other questions? Yes. If you, your name and the organization.
Yeah, okay. Good evening. My name is Hafiz Subhan. Subhan is like a hockey player.
Oh. Okay.
For the introduction. I'm the treasurer of MUHC and patient committee. And my question today is about the appointment process for the Director General of the MUHC. One of the MUHC's core values, as stated on its website, as follows: patients and their parents and families are our raison d'être. We provide compassionate, multidisciplinary care of the highest quality and safety throughout the person's lifespan. We relate patients and their families in a transparent way that respect their dignity as well as their cultural and linguistic needs. So, the Director General plays a fundamental role of the MUHC.
Can we get to the question?
Yeah, it's coming soon. Okay, I have to put it, what is the role of the person?
Okay.
So then I'm going to tell you the question.
Okay.
Few seconds.
Okay, few seconds.
Okay, if you rush me, I'll give you the question right away. My question is, first, how will the Board of Directors ensure that the users committee is consulted on the appointment of the Director General?
Okay.
Director General.
Okay. And second, will the Board of Directors...
Okay, we'll answer the first question and then we'll answer the second. Okay,
sure.
It'll be easier that way.
Okay, no problem.
All right, so there are many, many stakeholders in this organization. As you know, with 6 hospitals, with the Research Institute, with McGill University being a partner. And if you look at all the missions we have, as well as the patients and families, there are numerous stakeholders. I can't put together a committee of 40 or 50 people. It won't work. I will put together a committee, which has been done in the past, with representatives who will understand the need of several constituencies. And they will be conducting interviews based on putting together a specification for what is the role of the PDG. What are we expecting the PDG to do? It's a big job. It has a lot of requirements. Among one of the requirements is to make sure that the patients are respected, that the patients get the best care possible, and many other things. It's several pages long that we are in the process of putting together. So you have to trust that the committee I'm putting together with a representative from the government will do its job in understanding the complexity of what is required for a future leader to manage the organization. And that is what our role is going to be. Okay, so I'm going to put together people, we are going to put together people who will have a good understanding of the various constituencies. No one person knows everything, but if I put together the right committee, they will have a broad understanding of the needs of the widest group of constituencies possible. And we'll do our job. And remember, it's also based on what are we looking for. We're going to put together the specification for what are the current needs of the organization, as well as how will the organization evolve. And we need to find a leader that will manage the current organization and the evolution of this organization. Okay.
Second question? Yeah. Okay.
will the board of directors consider appointing a member of the users or patient committee? So no one knows about the patient's complaint like us.
Will the board of directors consider appointing a member from the users committee on the search committee?
Yeah.
That's your question.
Exactly.
I can't answer that right now because I'm in the process of putting together my committee. I have to review with my board, and that is one option, but I gave you the answer before about how we're going to proceed.
Thank you. So, there's other people, if you don't mind. No, I think, no, thank you.
Yes, I'm Maureen Kiley. I'm a member of the Concertation Interquartier, which is a group of community organizations represented by St. Henry, Westmount, and NDG. And I'm going to ask a question which I've asked of this board at these board meetings before, and that is, what is the status, if any, of a pharmacy on the hospital site, and will it be a pharmacy that provides pharmaceutical services, if you decide to put it on the site, 24/7.
Thank you, Ima. Can you please, because you're asking a very specific question, we have an answer, but I'll leave the person who's the expert in the domain to give you the, what is the status of this request at this present time?
Ima. Thank you, Norma.
Ima Franco is the director of building and planning in regard to our service technique.
Thank you, Norma, and thank you for the question. In fact, just this morning I had a meeting on this subject. As you know, there is a space reserved for a retail pharmacy on this site, and we are working very hard with multiple promoters to occupy that space, and we are having multiple discussions on that subject. It's not an easy solution because it has to be a commercial activity for a private partner, but I guarantee that we will have a retail pharmacy on our site. The hours of operation will be hours that we, of course, will ask that they be 24/7 or as long as possible to serve our community, but that's something that we will negotiate with the retained partner. We also have to ensure that we follow all the rules and regulations that the public entities are obliged to follow in regards to tendering processes, etc.
Any other questions? Okay, Jack, if you don't mind, because yes.
My name is Dominic Nelson. I work as a union delegate at the Montreal General Hospital. The first thing I'd like to say is thank you very much, Norma Raffray and Anne Lynch, for your many years of service to the MUHC. I think that's absolutely wonderful. May you have a long and healthy retirement, both of you. Wearing my union hat, I help represent about 4,500 employees, service and clerical employees. I must inform you that there are approximately 4,500 outstanding registered employees' complaints about labor issues that they're contesting. These employees' complaints or grievances cost the administration in lost efficiency and production. These resources could certainly be better directed to patient care. Unhappy and frustrated employees also directly affect the patient experience and the quality of care that we provide to our patients, as the gentleman said, our raison d'etre. So my questions, and I have two of them, how will the MUHC address and reduce the outstanding complaints, and how will the MUHC in future ensure there isn't a labor issue for on average, each and every single service and clerical employee at the MUHC.
Can you clarify the question?
Well, I can paraphrase the first question, because the first question is that from the perspective of the unions, there are complaints from about all of the, what I understand, the CSN employees, because this is the group that you're representing. And you're saying, how is the management of the MUC will be able to manage in a fashion that will reduce the numbers of complaints, which is evaluated by the union as about one complaint per employee in the future? That's your first question. So maybe I can answer that one first, and I'll go to the second one, and maybe ask for your help to repeat the second question. I must say, I mean, I'm a little bit impressed by the numbers that you're giving, because it's certainly not my understanding and the reality of the numbers of complaints that have been deposited by grievances. And I know that, you know, for having been active, as you know, as Director of Human Resources, sometimes one employee can be the owners of about 10, 15, 20 grievances itself. So, I mean, giving numbers is a little bit, to my view, a little bit misleading, though I don't mean that's what you want to do. I think what you're trying to represent is the fact that due to the changes and the difficult year that we've just lived with the budget compressions, there's a lot of people that within the organization have, in a way, a bit of a disappointment with regard to their expectation on how we should be using their knowledge and their input in order to be able to do the work. I really believe that one of the first elements to be able to deal with that kind of preoccupying situation is to be able to do the recognition of people. We are establishing in the environment of the MUHC more communication tools that will enable us to have a better feedback on what is really happening since the move and the different changes that have occurred. We have not been in tune as much as we would have liked, and I think you're bringing a good point to make. I think it's something that we have to really work at, and we will try to do our best in the coming year, and I will certainly give the information to my successor so that he's going to be able, or she will be able, to take, in fact, a pulse on a climate survey and some elements to be able to be brought forward as resolution from the climate survey that we will do. Thank you.
I think
your second question?
I think that answered also your second question, right? What he's going to do in the future.
Okay, just so you're aware, some of these outstanding complaints are 15 years old, so it's not something directly related to the last year or two. These are outstanding complaints that are maintained at a certain level, and it would be nice to see a plan in place to address them systematically and put them to rest.
Dominic, if I recall the collective agreement, though I'm not the expert, and unfortunately I don't see here Joanne Brada, who's the Director of Human Resources until September, but I would certainly like to say that the responsibility of deciding to bring a complaint to arbitration process is a responsibility that belongs as much as the union to the employers. And in that regard, I mean, I think union has a certain determination that if there has been complaints there for 15 years, I certainly like to see that we move them to arbitration and we have the right process to be able to correct the issues.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any other question? Yeah, before, I'll see if there's anybody else, because we're going to run out of time. Anybody else? So, yeah, you'll have the last question.
Okay, ma dernière question concerne le rapport financier. Je l'ai vu très rapidement, là. J'avais l'habitude, dans les rapports financiers précédents, de voir d'une façon détaillée les revenus du stationnement. Je ne sais pas, est-ce que ils sont là ou je l'ai mal vu, et s'ils ne sont pas là, pourquoi, et qu'en est-il exactement?
The question of Pierre is in relation to the parking, and he would like to know, because he was able to find in the financial statements of the previous year the elements of how much revenue and expenses were related to the parking, and you haven't been able to find them this year, so was there a change, or are they still there? So I'm going to ask Stefan, because I certainly don't know the 470, the 471 report by heart, so Stefan.
Okay. It's presented as part of a group of, à partir d'un groupe de revenus en bas. Mais les états financiers sont publics et ils vont être disponibles là, d'ici quelques jours. Et le détail va être là-dedans pour voir le détail au complet de ces éléments-là, sachant qu'il y a eu plusieurs modifications dans notre structure de stationnement, mais ça va être disponible publiquement.
Bon, ça ferme la période de questions. Merci à tout le monde. C'est une très bonne question. Thank you, everyone. It closes the question period. Very good questions.